Not all ethics has to be boring. It's a very fascinating topic. I just came to it probably last year through an assignment on the Supreme Court Advisory Committee, because in Texas we do not have a lot of guidance in either ethic opinions or the Code of Judicial Conduct or the disciplinary rules on the ethical use of social media, yet it is very pervasive in our practice. And so we see that there is some unfinished business, and we're now just getting the commandments or trying to find the commandments on how we deal with social media ethically. Why do you need to know this to begin with? It's so pervasive. It is becoming all-encompassing in our communications. And it has implications not only, of course, for your use of it, your staff's use of it, your personal use of it, your use of it through the judiciary, et cetera. So, John, why don't you talk about a few of the different types of social media just real quickly?
Sure. Well, you know, that's the thing. There's a social networking platform for just about anything and everything you could be into. Of course, the major platforms we're all familiar with, Facebook, which has over 2 billion users worldwide, Twitter, which in the span of 48 hours will generate over a billion tweets, many of which seem to be originating from the White House, strangely enough. And LinkedIn, of course, a somewhat more professional, business-oriented site that I'm sure many of you, most if not all of you, are on. Instagram, we have Snapchat, we have YouTube, of course, is huge, and, you know, a lot of people don't realize there are a lot of things that we use in our daily lives that technically are social networking platforms. I mean, Amazon. You order something on Amazon. Amazon has a high level of interactivity.